It's really about who can sort of minimise the mistakes and make the least amount of mistakes and just sail a really smart series.
For the best Olympics coverage, subscribe to the OTB Highlights podcast feed on the OTB Sports app now.
Right, at 9:10 this morning, we are turning our attention to the big event of the last couple of days. Delighted to welcome Kieran McCarthy to the show. He's sports editor of the Southern Star and author of Something in the Water. Kieran, we are, of course, talking about Kerry's win against Cork. No, I'm only joking. We are talking about the rowing overnight. Emily Hegarty, Fiona Murta, Emer Lam, Afri Keogh, Ireland's first medalists at the Tokyo 2020 Games. Bronze this morning, and lo and behold, one of the four are from Skibbereen, Emily Hegarty, someone I dare say you've covered quite a bit over the last few years.
Skibbereen is a common denominator when it comes to Ireland and Olympic rowing medals, it seems. This was Ireland's only second ever rowing medals, obviously following in the footsteps of what Gary and Paul achieved in Rio back in 2016. But what an incredible race it was this morning. The Irish women's four, the first Irish women's crew ever to win an Olympic medal, only the second Irish women's crew ever to get 10A final at an Olympics. And for them to bring home a bronze, it's a stunning story. And it's the first medals of these games for Ireland. But I know this is only just after happening, it's live breaking news, but the legacy that this is going to have for the next generation it's something I'm really excited about, because we saw how transformative Gary and Paul's silver medal was in 2016. And now you have an Irish women's crew winning an Olympic rowing medal, and surely that's going to have a huge knock-on effect as well.
Absolutely. Like, we had Noel Lam on the show earlier on, Emer's father, and obviously Emer's sister Claire was part of the first women's crew to make an Olympic final in 2016, obviously the same year that you had the O'Donovan brothers really breaking through as well. It feels that if you wanted to chart the rise of Irish rowing from a good team to a world-beating team, Rio is where the magic began.
100%, because what Gary and Paul showed in 2016, they showed that Irish rowers can win Olympic medals, because in the games before that, Ireland had come close but had never brought home the medal that all of Irish rowing wanted, but Gary and Paul did. So all of a sudden, it became real, it became tangible. Irish rowers knew that they could win an Olympic medal. And I always think back to Fintan McCarthy, who was 19 at the time, and this is the same Fintan now who's in an Olympic final tomorrow morning. Fintan was in the Paragon Bar in Skibbereen on August 12th, 2016, and he was watching on as Gary and Paul won the Olympic silver. And I remember he told me after, he was saying, "Jesus, there are two lads from the same club as me who are doing the same program on the same river, using the same weights and the same boats, and they've won an Olympic medal. So if they can do it, why can't I do it?" And now 5 years on, look where Fintan is, on the cusp of another glorious chapter in Irish rowing. So a lot can be traced back to what Gary and Paul did, because it just showed that Irish rowers have the skills and the talent to win the big medals. And we've seen that since, like, Ireland have sent 6 boats to the Olympics. Like, that's a record, 13 rowers. So Irish rowing is on the crest of a wave, if you pardon the pun.
And specifically out in Skibbereen and West Cork, Kieran, like, are we seeing that domino effect even since 2016, as you mentioned, where, like, Fintan McCarthy sees it and thinks, why not me? Are you seeing that with people even younger, like kids essentially now, who, like, more and more people who want to get involved in the sport?
Yeah, even just after, a couple of years after Rio, the rowing club had record numbers of young kids signing up. They're such a proactive club, Skibbereen Rowing Club. They run a national schools program, so they literally take in kids from the surrounding national schools, bring them in, and they teach them how to row. And then some of those kids obviously stay on, and they become rowers themselves. So even in the last couple of weeks, there's a young rower, Finn O'Reilly, won a silver medal at the World Under 23s. And the Irish team for the Coupe de la Jeunesse, which is kind of a junior competition, was announced yesterday. And there was 2 more young skib rowers on that. So the conveyor belt is quite strong in Skibbereen. And it's just that tradition that skib have at the moment, because we think back again to Gary and Paul, and they told us all the stories how they used to chase the former Olympians, Eugene Coakley, Timmy Harnerty, and Richard Coakley. They chased them in the Island River. They were their heroes. And now the young guns in Skibbereen, they've Gary O'Donovan, they've Paul O'Donovan, they've Fintan McCarthy, they've now Emily Hegarty, an Olympic medalist, they've Aoife Casey, they've Lydia Heafy, they've Jake McCarthy, who's Fintan's twin, an injury ruled him out of competing for the boat. So it's an incredible club, and the strength of rowing in Skibbereen is it just a testament to everyone involved in that club.
And you were pointing out on Twitter as well about Aoife Casey and Margaret Cremin, who you've mentioned one of them there, who are going to go into B final, and they could yet finish top 10. And we've already got to the point in Irish rowing, where that sort of achievement is actually getting overshadowed. In any other Olympic sport, with the exception of boxing, a top 10 finish would be an exceptional achievement. So that is how high the standards have risen over the last little while. But just on Emily, as you mentioned there, so Emily, Fiona, Emer and African, we were talking about this earlier, two from Galway, one from Dublin, one from Cork. I know one of the two from Galway is part of the UCC Rowing Club, and maybe Cork will try and claim her success as well. But why has this become more of a national thing rather than a localised thing? Is it essentially that Skibbereen were just overachieving so much on the national front over the last 5-6 years that they just dominated the national teams? Or why is this four different to the pairs that we're used to seeing?
Rowing Ireland deserve huge credit here, because if you think back a couple of years, lightweight rowing was meant to be gone after these Olympic Games. So the 2020 Olympic Games in Tokyo were meant to be the last year of lightweight rowing, and the men's and women's lightweight rowing has been taken out of the games. So Rowing Ireland then concentrated on heavyweight rowing and building a very strong heavyweight wing, which they have, like the women's four, Sunita, the men's double, the women's pair, they're all heavyweight boats. So Rowing Ireland did great work there. They brought in an Italian as a high performance director, Antonio Marugiano. I probably butchered his name as well, but there, so apologies to him. So what they've done, they focused on building that heavyweight side, which they have done to great success. But then last year, we got the news that no one was expecting, that there's been a reprieve for lightweight rowing and that it will still be there in the Paris Olympics in 2024. So all the time, Rowing Ireland were building this very, very strong heavyweight base. And now we still have the lightweight rowers there too. And that's the Garys, the Pauls, the Fintons, Mags Crimmin, Aoife Casey, like you mentioned there. So it's strong. Like, that Rowing Ireland team is incredibly strong in both lightweight and heavyweight now. And they're reaping the success of all that hard work and that foresight too, that they put to put Mork into that heavyweight side. And again, I'll go back to 2016 in Rio, because it showed Irish rowers can medal, they can go to the big dance, and they can come away with the prize that they want.
So Fintan and Paul, assuming they are the pair for the next Olympics, Paris will be their swan song.
Yeah, the lightweight rowing will still be at the Paris Olympics. So hopefully, you never know, that we might even get another reprieve, that it can go beyond that again. But at the moment, it's Paris 2024, which came as a bolt from the blue last year when that news came, because even the rowers had consigned themselves to the fact that lightweight rowing, that this was, that Tokyo was the last dance. But there is one more. There's one more Olympics there. But
why did that come, Kieran? Is it just that there's far more heavyweight rowers across the world than there are lightweight rowers?
No, it was an Olympic decision. You know, they're looking for all this kind of this balance between the different sports. They're bringing in new sports. They're trying to cut down some sports. So rowing was one of those that was being cut, because in Olympic rowing, there's only two. In lightweight, there's only the lightweight men's double and the lightweight women's double. They're the only two lightweight categories at the Olympics. So they were just going to scrap the lightweight altogether at an Olympics. And those places would be assigned to a different sport in that they were going to bring in.
Right, okay. That would be a nightmare for Ireland if that ever became a reality. So, because like that is one of the reasons why people are so excited about this bunch of rowers, with the exception maybe of Sunita, who's very much in kind of the last chance saloon. We're looking at the women's four this morning. Now, granted, they're heavyweight, so it doesn't make a difference to them, but you're thinking, right, their age profile is good. But when it comes to Paul and Fintan, especially Fintan, as you say, you were speaking to him 5 years ago as about an 18-year-old. Like, this is a fella who will definitely be around and will be thinking late into the next decade about still being an Olympic rower for Ireland. So that really would be a disaster for Ireland's Olympic hopes.
It would be, you know, kind of like to see what happens, and if it is gone after 2024 Olympics, what they can do then, there's always the option for the lightweights to turn heavyweight. It's obviously a big ask, because all of a sudden you're up against fellas who are 6'6", with these strongly built men, and you're talking about lightweights going up against them. But that's not to say it's not possible, because when you have a roar like Paul O'Donovan, who's just incredible, like when you're talking about one of Ireland's greatest sports people, like, he has to be in the conversation. That man, he's the best lightweight roar in the world, like, and he's from Ireland, he's from West Cork, he's from Skibbereen, and I think it was last or the year before last, he was down in New Zealand with Gary for a small bit, and Paul hopped in. He took on heavyweights down in New Zealand, and he was beating them down there. So it's not to say it's not possible. Obviously, you'd love for them to stay in the lightweight boat, because, and that lightweight category at an Olympics, because they're dominant. As you've seen, Paul and Fintan are untouchable right now. So fingers crossed everything goes to plan tomorrow morning.
Is it as simple as that, Kieran, that things just need to go to plan and there's no way anybody can catch them?
If everything goes according to plan, they're like, they're unbeatable. Like, they've in their, I think it's 12 race wins in a row now. And their last couple of regattas, they won World Gold in 2019, they won European Gold earlier this year, and they won World Cup 2 as well, and they won gold there. And in each of those regattas, they've won their heat semi-finals and final. Like, they're untouchable if everything goes according to plan. But sport being sport, you never know what could happen. And if we look at the other AB semi-final in the early hours of this morning, the Norwegian crew capsized, and that Norwegian crew would have been seen as challengers to Paul and Fintan. So it just shows that there is that element of luck involved and the element of the unknown. But let's just say everything goes according to plan. Paul and Fintan are just that good right now that they touch wood, and I keep my fingers and toes crossed all day and I'll be lighting candles that everything works out for them, because they're definitely good enough to win gold. And they won their semi-final this morning in a world best time. Like, that's incredible stuff. Like, even you think about the pressure and the expectation on those two lads, and it is there. Like, they're odds on favourites for gold heading off out there. But they can just bat it away and still go out and perform on the big stage with the eyes of the world on them. So it's all coming down to a huge final in the early hours of tomorrow morning.
Yeah, you'll have to sign another book deal if they get goals, Kieran. We'll get you on for the new edition of it. Kieran McCarthy, sports editor of the Southern Star and author of Something in the Water. Thanks a million for being with us this morning.
Thanks, lads.